For the poorest among us, paying every bill can be a struggle, including the power bill. Until now, solar power has not really been a go-to option for those at the bottom. That's despite the fact that solar has boomed nationwide and costs have fallen some 70%. But that's starting to change, Inside Energy's Dan Boyce explains.
You learn how to drill?
Woohoo!
Today, Ed Fry is a builder.
Today I'm assembling main girder structures.
For a large array of solar panels. Also today, and every other day, he's a retired firefighter medic on a tight, fixed income.
Mine comes from one source, it'll be Social Security.
About 30 volunteers are working to put up these panels in the western Colorado town of Montrose.
It's sort of like the solar version of a barn raising.
Jeff Ackerman is the director of the Colorado Energy Office, which provided more than $1 million to help build solar projects like this one for a half dozen rural electric co-ops. Specifically, these are community solar gardens, where users have a share of a large, centralized group of solar panels. And for these gardens, those users will exclusively be people with low incomes. Ackerman says a lot has been learned about helping the poor save on heating costs, say through weatherizing homes.
But when you move to the electric side of the homes of low-income folks, it's more challenging once you go beyond an efficient refrigerator or lighting.
And so the idea here is to build something that will lock in affordable, long-term electricity for these folks. And it's much needed. Energy costs consume a much higher percentage of low-income salaries. Solar power could be a solution for that. That is, once the panels are paid for and installed. The Obama administration has made it a priority to help finance solar for the poor. It's through a new initiative which will provide loans and training assistance to build these projects through a number of federal agencies. But Colorado has already been a leader in this effort. That state grant that's building the solar garden here at the Delta Montrose Electric Association and the other rural co-ops is one of the first of its kind in the country. A solar nonprofit called Grid Alternatives was hired to actually build the gardens.
We focus on, wholly focus on low-income communities.
Chuck Watkins.
I'm the executive director of Grid Alternatives Colorado.
Watkins says the Delta Montrose project is the largest low-income solar garden in the country.
Once they're done drilling that in, it's the same thing. Mark
Grid Alternatives workers are organizing the volunteer effort here. The nearly 600 panels at the site will offset the power bills of some 45 eligible low-income households.
Our goal here is to try to reach a 50% savings on a family's annual electric bill.
For some people, it can be a lot more of a savings. And for those benefiting, Grid Alternatives makes them a deal. It's kind of like Habitat for Humanity. You can be a part, but you need to volunteer to help build the thing for a day.
We do space them a little bit with the connections.
Which gets us back to the retired firefighter Ed Fry, assembling those girders.
Every time that I go by this now, I can say, hey, you know what? I was part of that project.
He doesn't really see it as volunteering. His contract says for the next 5 years, he'll be reaping the benefit of this solar garden. It should cut his electricity bill from $60 a month to about 20.
So an extra 40 bucks is a make or break at the end of the month on a fixed income.
For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.